Part 1. I don't enjoy my job, and I'm not alone. 1. What is the problem? Most of you reading this book will work for 5 or 6 days per week, between 8 and 10 hours a day, some more, some less. This is approximately 40 to 60 hours per week, and many people work far more than that. Add on the commute and the occasional weekend you may be asked to help out, or a second job, and you will find you spend the majority of your waking life at work. There are job opportunities today that your parents and grandparents could not have imagined. There are more choices of work, better conditions, higher pay, a better quality of life, more technology, yet so many people are not happy in their jobs. In the middle of the road of my life, I awoke in a dark wood where the true way was wholly lost. Dante Alighieri. I have been an office worker in different companies, in several countries, and this fact seems to be the same everywhere. Most people do not enjoy their jobs. Many people may never enjoy their jobs if they don't actively start moving towards what they want. You are reading this book because you feel the same. There may be certain aspects of your job that you enjoy, the people, the perks, the salary, but mainly it's something you have to do in order to fund the rest of your life. Work has become something that has to be done, rather than something people look forward to. This can leave people feeling trapped in jobs they don't enjoy. Everyone wants to work at something that is meaningful, that they enjoy, that utilizes their skills, and is appropriately rewarding. In general, people don't want to stop working completely, but they want to stop working at their particular job. They may not know what to do about it or how to change the situation. The big question they ask is, how do I find the right job for me? Many people focus on being happy sometime in the future when they earn more money or when they retire. But what is the point of waiting that long and living life being miserable now? I commute for nearly 2 hours a day between the central city and the suburbs. This book stems from the last 11 years of doing exactly this, living in the suburbs, working in the city in an office every day, like so many others. The commuter trains and buses are the same in cities all over the world. They are packed with the miserable faces of people going to jobs because they have to in order to pay the bills. People wear closed expressions, hiding behind books and thumping iPods. Most people are trying to imagine being somewhere else or counting the days until the weekend. My job is similar to so many others. I work in an office and spend most of the day on the computer. I have a quick lunch, often at my desk. I drink too much coffee. I go home exhausted to dinner, TV, and bed, feeling guilty about not making it to the gym again. The exhaustion is mental and yet real enough to prevent me from getting out to exercise. Do you recognize this situation? Work, paradoxically, does not ask enough of us, yet exhausts the narrow parts of us we do bring to its door. David White, The Heart Aroused. What is your working situation like right now? Why are you reading this book? What are the particular problems that you want to address? If you understand what I am talking about, you will know that there is an enormous sense of relief when the weekend comes around and looming dread on a Sunday night at the thought of another working week. With the brief high of the paycheck, you can reward yourself with something nice. Then the money is gone again and you must go back to work. This is reality for most people. The majority persuade themselves that they are doing what they should be doing, but this slavery to the working week is slowly killing them. People are in danger of arriving at retirement wondering what they have achieved in a lifetime of work. Do you want to get to 65 and say, "Yes, I have enjoyed my working life"? Do you want to love what you do every day, not just at the weekends? This is exactly what is wrong with my life. Traveling home in the dark after a long day at work, I feel I haven't achieved much, but no one notices anyway. I have a stress headache and my neck hurts from bad desk posture. I am tired even though I have done nothing physically active all day. I don't have the energy to go to the gym now. I just want to go home, have dinner, and watch TV. Looking around, I know I am not the only one on this train to feel like this. Can you identify with this? Do you feel as if you have been doing something you don't like for far too long? Don't worry. If you feel like this right now, you are not alone. A multitude of surveys and figures indicate how many people don't enjoy their jobs. Here are just some of the studies. Approximately 60% of today's workers and 50% of middle managers are unhappy in their current jobs. Source, Accenture. Americans hate their jobs more than ever before in the past 20 years, with fewer than half saying they are satisfied. The trend is strongest among workers under the age of 25, with less than 39% satisfied with their jobs. Overall, dissatisfaction has spread among workers regardless of age, income, or residence. Source, Live Science. Only 29% of Australians polled said they were happy in their jobs. The number one cause of unhappiness is stress. Source, seek.com.au. A quarter of working Brits, more than 7 million people, are disillusioned with their jobs. One in three Londoners are trapped in jobs they hate. Source, YouGov.com. Some surveys have found that 87% of Americans don't like their jobs. About 1 million people a day phone in sick. It costs the nation an estimated $150 billion per year in treatment for stress-related problems, absenteeism, reduced productivity, and employee turnover. Source, Forbes. With figures like these, each of us has to rethink the way we work. It is not sustainable for people or for business. There is a problem, and only you can solve it for yourself.